Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and wrapping up this week, a central kind of theme and reflection that I've been looking at all week long, and I hope you had a chance to tune into the program. If not, you can go to our website at renewalministries.net. All the programs are right there. They're archived. You can listen to them whenever it suits you, it fits your day. And while you're there, I encourage you just to browse around the website. There's a lot of good free stuff there. Our YouTube videos from our whole team, Ralph Martin, my wife Debbie, Rachel Herbeck, myself, Peter Burak, a whole group of folks, and a lot of good written material there that's free, even free booklets that we have that can help you in your spiritual journey. And if you have time, think about it, pray for us, and if the Lord puts it on your heart, send us some financial support so we can keep doing what the Lord has called us to do. So, you know, the centerpiece this week has been the transfiguration and everything that happened before and around it. The church gives us such beautiful readings. The Word of God is so alive and so animated. And it really is true. If God's Word is living and active, it's sharper than any two-edged sword. It penetrates right to the core of the Spirit through bone and marrow, right to the core of our being, in the seat of the heart, in the seat of decision. Nothing else can penetrate the human soul and the human spirit like the Word of God. This is, yes, the words of men, but it's also the Word of God, inspired by the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit's been given to us, the author, to make that Word come alive in us. Take up the Word every day, brothers and sisters, even just if it's a few verses a day, and make sure you ask the Holy Spirit, and you read it just prayerfully, and ask the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, make this Word come alive in my mind and in my soul. Let it wash over me. Let it renew my mind. Please align my mind and my will, and really the energy of my life, my emotions, my passion. Align it with the heart of Jesus. We know that in baptism, God's love's been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, and it's what it means to be born again, and it gives us hope, and the love of God begins to grow in us and the fruits of the Holy Spirit. But friends, it takes our cooperation, and if we're hungry, if we're thirsty, guess what? Our thirst will be quenched, and we will be fed. Those who hunger and thirst are going to get the righteousness, Jesus said, that they desire. And it's the gift of the Holy Spirit in living with a knowledge. I think a lot of people, like in the Acts of the Apostles, when Paul came upon community of Christians, I think it was Paul, maybe it was Peter, I'm slipping my mind right now, people had been baptized, had received baptism, but they hadn't received the gift of the Holy Spirit in the way that the Pentecost experience the apostles had. And they said, we haven't even heard of the Holy Spirit. They're baptized in the baptism of John, the baptism to deal with sin, but the Spirit of God came upon them. And I always remember, friends, the Christian life is a new life in the Holy Spirit. That's what it means to be Christian, to be christened, to be anointed, to be plunged into the life of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is the one who gives us strength, but renews our mind, leading us into a fresh spiritual way of thinking, seeing things from the mind of Christ. And the Christ is, Jesus is the truth. He's the way. So you hear some of this today in a beautiful reading from Matthew 16. Think about transfiguration. Then yesterday we had the two moments where Jesus asked the apostles, who do you say that I am? And Peter bursts out, thou art the Son of the living God, and thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus rejoices because the Father is revealing to the apostles, to Peter, James, and John, and the others, in that moment, who Jesus is. So his identity is unfolding more and more clearly. And then, of course, Peter stumbles right after that when Jesus said that the Messiah, part of Peter's confession, that's really, he's the one. But Jesus said the Messiah must suffer. And Peter and the apostles said, no. The Messiah that's coming, he's going to be a victorious king. He's not going to suffer. He's going to conquer. And Jesus rebuked Peter very hard. Jesus did some hard things, didn't he? I mean, some shocking stuff. Not long ago, he was on some of the, one of the readings on, at Mass, he was overthrowing the tables in the temple and a whip of cords and drove people out. And he had zeal for the holiness of his father's house. He said, get out of here with this money and worldliness that's present in my father's house. So Jesus means business. In the reading, he says today, now following on those 2 days, he now talks about what it really means to follow him. You can confess him, but in that confession is step one toward following him in what the New Testament at one point calls the way. It's the way of life of Jesus. Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. What profit would there be for one to gain the whole world and to forfeit his life? Or what can one give in exchange for his life? For the Son of Man will come with his angels in his Father's glory, and then he will repay each according to his conduct. Don't forget that one. He will repay each according to his conduct. How we behave, how we respond, what we do, and how seriously we took all of these things and walked in the footsteps of Jesus is critical. Amen, I say to you, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see the Son of Man coming again in his kingdom. Deny myself. He must deny himself, herself. What does that mean exactly? It means fundamentally to deny the relationship we have to ourselves that's in the flesh. Meaning what? Meaning that thing in us that says, my will be done. I'm the master of my own life. I determine what's true for me. I determine what's good for me, how I'm going to live. I define reality on my terms. All kinds of stuff. Can you hear the echo of the stuff that's in the culture today? I mentioned I did a YouTube video on euthanasia. They call it now medical assistance in dying. You know, they're softening up the whole concept to make it easier to grease the skids, to make it more and more people easier, and to set up legal structures. And more doctors are signing on for it. It's part of the culture of death to get people make it easy for people to say, I'm my own master. And whether the people all involved know it or not, what's going on is a battle, as we talked about on Monday, with the dominion of darkness, the power of darkness and the power of death that's represented there that human beings fight against throughout their whole life in one way or another. And human beings are afraid of it. And one of the things they're afraid of is suffering. And apart from Christ and apart from God, there's no meaning in it. So people are afraid of it and they say, okay, I have a right to take my own life. Nobody can stop me. This is what it means to be free. And then, of course, they also, some of the organizations around it are driving, constantly talking about this is compassion, this is compassion, this is love. And then some people in the Christian world say are starting to agree with this, just like they eventually agreed with abortion and eventually agreed with same-sex marriage and the rest of it, kind of just going along with the culture. And what they end up doing is leading people deeper and deeper into deception. To actually believe that I'm the master over my own life, that I have the power of life and death. And then some will even say, my God would not be upset about what I'm doing. He wants me to be happy. And this is the way I'm going to be happy. And then people sometimes just there and they're singing along with it. You read stories of people, even people who confess to be Christian and they've got candles lit and they're playing this song or that song and they're supporting the person and encouraging the whole process, playing a Beatles song or something, and not realizing you are freely giving yourself over to the dominion and the power of the devil. Now, there's questions of culpability there. The church deals with all that question, but I'm talking about the idea that my last free act on the planet, the exercise of my will, and I say that my mind is clear, is I take God's prerogative. I now become the arbiter of life and death. I play God. That's the deception. That's the seduction. And people don't even see it because they're so afraid of suffering, so afraid of this whole thing. So this is what Jesus said. You, to follow me, you've got to go all the way and to be willing to die. And to do that, you have to deny yourself. That self that is totally preoccupied with your own comfort, with your own opinions, with your own dreams, all of that. Because I'm the Lord. And I've come to set the world on fire and to bring light to a world that's absolutely in darkness. So you got to be in the place where you come before the Lord in humility and to say, Lord, in the power of the Holy Spirit, I subdue this flesh in me. Like Paul said, if you live according to the flesh, you're going to die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, not only the sins, stealing, lying, cheating, cursing, fornicating, committing adultery, abortion, all these things, you say no to them. Those are the big things, but also you say no every day to that part of you that says, I'm living for me today, period. But our heart's wide open to the Lord because my life no longer belongs to me. And he said, take up your cross. That's what we're talking about here. Every day to subdue the flesh in the Spirit. But that'll bring out the fruits of the Spirit if you do that. I mean, then you start living in freedom, the freedom of the sons and daughters of God. But take up your cross because there will be trials and there will be difficulties. And our faith will be tested. Our loyalty to Christ will be tested. Our love for the Father will be tested. Are you willing to take up that cross? Are you willing to do what I've called you to do and to say no to the imperial self? And then he says, follow me. That is to walk in my footsteps. That's the way of life. For example, to live the Sermon on the Mount lifestyle. I encourage you to read those passages in Matthew 5, 6, 7, 8, those chapters. That's one way of describing the way of life. You also see it in the Acts of the Apostles that we're all called to mission and extending the kingdom of God and power. He says, whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Where are you at? Where am I at? I have to ask myself that question. Am I living in a way that my biggest concern and a kind of anxious, driven, disordered energy in my life, where my main concern is saving my own life? I don't want to be diminished. I don't want to fail to be recognized. I don't want to be hurt. I don't want to suffer. I don't want to be marginalized. I don't want to lose my popularity. All of that stuff. I don't want people to think I'm not in the in crowd or I'm not cool, that kind of stuff. That's people trying to save the life we have here. I want to save my comfort. I want to save my popularity. I want to save the idols that I've gathered around myself, my money, my power, my sex, all the things that's how you lose your life. But the person who loses his life for my sake, my life is no longer my own. We need to, friends, have a distrust of self. Francis de Sales and others said, and great, great confidence in God. Open your heart to the presence and power of the Spirit in a fuller way, and let's walk that way together. Have a blessed weekend.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future. And it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.